Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Shmuel Eliezer Badil. Meseches Menachos is dedicated to Leilu Nishmas Rabbi Chil Michel Ben Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Karfunkel.
Menachos Daf Nun Aleph. We're middle of learning the sugya of Chavitei Kohen Gadol, and before we enter the main sugya over here in the Gemara, we'll mention just one more point in the Rashi earlier in the Mishnah Nun Amid Beis. The Mishnah in Nun Amid Beis has a halacha that a Kohen who brought already his half of his chavitin in the morning, and then he died, uminu kohen achet achtov, the new kohen should not bring chatzi isorin mi beisoi, elo mevi isorin sholem, he should bring a new isorin, and chitzeyu, and the Gemara explains that there's a din of machtziso, he brings makriv mechtzo, mechtzo ovat. Now Rashi in the Mishnah says that this halacha, that minu achet achtov, is referring to a case where the memane, they appointed a new kohen, Koidim Tomid Shalbeinu Abayim. Before, they were makriv the Tomid Shalbeinu Abayim. Now, l'chay, this is very interesting that Rashi should say that the time of the appointing of the second Kohen depends on the Tomid Shalbeinu Abayim. L'chay, Rashi should have said that it depends if they were memane the Kohen before the Kohen, original Kohen, the Kohen Rishon, before he had time to be makriv his second half of the Chavitin. Any time since he died, and there hasn't yet been a krova of his second half of the chavitin, then the chayyot negeya, the din of the Mishnah. Arashi stipulates that we're talking about the second kohen was nismane, only koidem tomid shalbeinu abai. Pashtus, the reason why Rashi says so, is because Rashi holds that if the minui, the appointment of the second kohen, was after the tomid, then there'll be no possibility for the kohen sheni, for the second and the new kohen, to be makriv his chavitin, because there's already a krova of a korban tomid, and the halacha is that no korbono is allowed to be nikrav after the tomid shalbeinu abayim, and it's mashma in our Rashi, the Rashi holds that this is the din also by chavitin, that chavitin should not be brought after the tomid shalbeinu abayim. Memele Rashi had to say that we're discussing a case where they appointed a new kohen before the tomid shalbeinu abayim, and since there wasn't yet a krova of the second half of the chavitin, he has to bring a new isori mi beisoi, and he still has a time and a chance to be makriv the chavitin, since there hasn't yet been a krova of the tomid shalbeinu abayim. So l'chayi we can take out from this Rashi that the din hakrova of chavitin has to be before the tomid shalbeinu abayim. Be'emes, if we look in the Rashi later on, in daf nun beisom ed aleph, deva maschil shmini, Rashi over there is mashma that the din hakrova of chavitin takes place normally after the tomid shalbeinu abayim. And even though the halacha is korbonos are not allowed to be shechted before, after the tomid shalbeinu abayim, but chavitin is different. Chavitin like a mincha, this belongs like a mincha tzatomid, and this is nikrav, this is brought even after the tomid shalbeinu abayim. And the pashtus, the lashon of the Rambam, also in Tumidim Musafim, Perik Gimel Halach Yudches, the Rambam says that we always bring the chavitin im hatomid, together with the tomid. It's mashman rash in the Rambam that the hakrova, the bringing of the chavitin and hakrovas hachavitin, was be'emes after the tomid, was im hatomid, but was after already the shechita of the tomid shalbeinu abayim, just like in the morning, it was nikrav after the shechita of the tomid shal shachar, so too in the tomid shalbeinu abayim. So l'chiru, according to this, Rashi's shver, that Rashi says that the din of minu achatachto was before the tomid shalbeinu abayim. But be'emes, if we look at earlier in the Tosfos, chavov amid beis, deva maschil elo, Tosfos over there, Toich Dvorov, in middle of the Tosfos, Tosfos mentions that the Kohen Moshiach, the Minchas Kohen Moshiach, which is the Minchas Chavitin and discussing in our sugya, is Koiv Acha HaTomid Shalbeinu Abayim, is brought after the Tomid. Says Tosfos, the reason is because since the Korban Chavitin was already Niskadish in the Kli, it already had a Kedusha before the Akrovas Tomid Shalbeinu Abayim, therefore, it is allowed to be brought after the Korban Tomid, the actual Akrova can take place later, since the Kiddush, which is like the Shechita, is already been Chal before the Akrova Tomid. Memela, there's no problem to do the actual Akrova of the Chavitin later on, since the Kiddush was already before the Tomid. This is how Tosfos explains earlier in Chavov Amid Beis. Says Reb Beryl in Ishuria agreed, if we say that Tosfos over there is telling us a halacha in every single day, the reason why the Kohen Moshiach, the Korban Minchas Chavitin, was Koriv after the Tomid was only because the Kiddush, the Kedusha of the Korban Chavitin was ready before the Tomei Shabbeinu Arba'im, and only because of this, this was the reason why we're allowed to be Makriv the Korban Chavitin after the Tomei Shabbeinu Arba'im. And maybe this will also explain our Rashi. Rashi has to say over here that Uminu Achatachta of the Minui, the appointment of the second Kohen, was before the Tomei Shabbeinu Arba'im to allow the new Kohen to Al-Koponim be Mekadesh, his new Isorin, and only then he's going to be allowed to be do the Akrova after the Tomei Shabbeinu Arba'im. But if the whole appointment of the Kohen isn't going to be after the Tomid, then it will come out that the Kedusha of the Chavitin is only after the Tomid. And in this case, there's no heter to be makriv the chavitin after the Tomei Shabbeinu Arba'im, according to Tosfos Cheshben in Chavov Amud Beis. So this will almost be a hezbet to our Rashi, even if we say, like the Pashtus later on, in Nun Beis Amud Aleph, that the korban of chavitin was normally brought al kaponim with the Tomid, or even after the Tomid Shabbeinu Arba'im. The Chazanish points out another nekuda discusses in Simen Lamed Gimel, Sivkot Chof, that l'chayra we do find in Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah Lamed Amud Beis, Tosfos earlier in Memvav Amud Beis, Deva Maschil Tzuras, discussed the aloche of a korban musaf, which is a chivas tzibur. This could be, does not have the aloche of Ashlome, does not have the din that you have to be makriv, but the eved al koponim, it can have a akrova, we're allowed to be makriv the korban tzibur, even after the Tomei Shabbeinu Arba'im, even though there's aloche of oleo hashlim kol hakorbonos kulon. But this is not by Korbonis Tziburon. Musaf in Tosfos discusses, and earlier Tosfos discussing Nishtei Alechem, have a Akrova Letzibur, even after the Tomei Shabbeinu Arba'im. Memeila, the Chaznish discusses over here the Chavitin, even though the Gemara later on will discuss Mitzvah Hashem in Dafnun Aleph. In the Gemara, the Gemara calls the Chavitin a Korbin Yochid, but we do see that it has its Achivas Tzibur, and therefore maybe this should also have the heter to be able to be makriv the chavitin after the Tomei Shabbeinu Arba'im, even without the svori of Tosfos that was ready niskadish, that looked like a shchita, which was already done before the Tomei Shabbeinu Arba'im. Someone, the Beryl Shuri agreed, said that someone once told him a svori, that l'chiria may be the reason why Rashi says over here, the minui achatachtov, the new appointment of the Kohen, has to be Koidim Tomei Shabbeinu Arba'im, is because even if we're going to say that normally the Chavitin themselves are brought after the Akrovas Atomid, but over here, there's a need for the Kohen to already be Nismane, to be appointed already before the Korban Tomid. Because the Halacha is that when someone becomes a Kohen Gadol, before he does any other Akrova, he has to bring a Korban called a Minchas Chinuch. Every single Kohen, a Kohen Hediot, when he starts his first Korban he brings, is a Minchas Chinuch, he has to bring a Korban Mincha, which is similar, the Gemara discusses later, is similar to the Minchas Chavitin, discussed in our Sugi, which the Kohen Gadol brings every single day. This is the Halacha of a Kohen Hediot, and also of a Kohen Gadol who becomes a new Kohen Gadol, he has to bring a Minchas Chinuch for the first Avoida. This is Mechanechim, to allow him to become a Kohen Gadol, and this is how he can continue on. This is his Chinuch with the Korban of a Minchas Chinuch. Memeila, said the Beryl, I want someone once told him that the Chiria we can say that Rashi holds, even if we're going to say that a Chavitin himself can be brought after the Tomei Shabbeinu Arba'im, we said the Chaznish says a Svara, because maybe it's like a Korban Tzibur, which it can be brought even later, or it belongs to the Tomid, it belongs a Chilek of the Minchas HaTomid. But Al Koponim here, he's a new Kohen Gadol, he has to bring also a private Minchas Chinuch, and his Minchas Chinuch, L'chayr has a halacha of Oleo Hashleim that cannot be brought after the Tomei Shabbeinu Arba'im. Memele, in order for him to be able to be makriv his chavitin, and this needs beforehand a korban minchas chinuch, memele, he has to be nismane, he has to be appointed before the Tomei Shabbeinu Arba'im to allow him having enough time to be makriv al koponim his minchas chinuch. Now, Be'emes Rebel told him that the pashtas of Loshon of the Rambam in Kli Hamikdosh, Perik Hei Halacha Yud Zayin, would be mashma that there is such a halacha in order for him to be makriv his minchas chavitin, he has to be makriv first a minchas chinuch. But Rebel told him that the halacha is not that he himself has to be makriv the chavitin. We see later on in the Gemara in Daf Nun Beis Amud Aleph that there were paisos. They used to make a agrola every day to see who should have the zchus to be makriv the korban chavitin of the Kohen Gadol. So you see, there's no halacha that the Kohen Gadol himself has to be makriv this korban. Memela, even in the case where he has not yet brought his Minchas Chinuch, And Mamela, he cannot himself do the akrova of the Minchas Chavitin, but someone else, a different Kohen, can go and do the akrova instead of him. There's no halacha that the akrova has to be done by the Kohen Gadol himself. Mamela, there should not be a reason why Rashi has to say he has to become a Kohen Gadol before the Tamei Shebeinu Habayim, because even if he's not yet in Nismane, and Mamela, he didn't have time yet to bring his Minchas Chinuch, and he cannot do himself any aktores, any akrovas on the Mizbeach, but he can still be mafish the Minchas Chavitin and be mekadesh the Mincha, and someone else who's a Kohen, he could go be makrivit, and the Kohen Hedit can be makrivit, he himself is also a Kohen Hedit, could be makrivit as a Kohen Hedit, even if he's not yet go halocha of the Kohen Gadol. Mamela l'chayda should not be enough of a reason why the Kohen Gadol should have to be dafka nismane koydim Tamei Shebeinu Habayim, if normally be'emes l'chavitin is brought after the Tamei Shebeinu Habayim. So this is be'emes a discussion of here in the Mishnah, why Rashi found it necessary to explain that he's talking about a case where the Kohen Gadol had the minu yoni koydim tamid Shebeinu Habayim l'chayda. Why should the zman atomid be the kaveah of the zman of the new minu of the Kohen? And we discussed a few reasons. Could be this is the reason why Rashi says minu achetachta of Kohen Tomei Shebeinu Habayim. Now moving into the Ikka Gemara, the Gemara brings down the drosha of Machtziso, which tells, and from here we learn that always the korban of Chavitin, the Minchas Chavitin, has to be chatzi from Yisorin Sholim, and therefore if half the korban became Tomei or Nevad, he has to bring a new Yisorin, and in order to bring another chatzi from this new Yisorin Sholim. The Gemara says another halacha, that in a case which the Mishnah discussed, in a case where he died, the Kohen Gadol was meis, Uminu achetachtov, says the Gemara, Yochoy Lyovi Chatzi Isorim Mibesoy, Oy Chatzi Esrinu Shel Rishoin, Talmud Loima Umachtziso Boerv. And Rashi explains, this is a new drosha, which is learnt out from the Ribi of the Vov, which is Mefurish, like it's in the Gemara later on, Nun Aleph from its base, that there's two separate droshas over here in the Gemara. There's one Alocho Machtziso Baboike, telling us that every Akrover has to be Chatzi from a Isorin Sholem, and therefore if a bit of it gets lost, if Chatzi gets lost, he has to bring another Yisorin Sholem and bring only a half of this new Chatzi Yisorin. And the second halach is that even in a case where the Chatzi Yisorin from the first Kohen is still left, even after he died, there's still over here the Chatzi Yisorin available for us to be makriv in the Beinu Habayim, and the Havamin would be that the second Kohen should go now take this Chatzi Yisorin, which has a kiyum of Machtziso, since it's be'emes a Chatzi of a Yisorin Sholem. Afapikain, even so, he's not allowed to take over the Chatzi Yisorin Sharishoin, and he has to go and bring his own new Yisorin Sholem and bring a half from that Yisorin. The Gemara says, Loshin is, Yochil Yovi Chatzi Yisorin Mibesoi, Oi Chatzi Yisorin Sharishoin. Be'emes, the first Havamina to say that he should bring Chatzi Yisorin Mibesoi is already Nismayet. We know this already from the first Rosh of Machtziso, but we need the extra Rosh of Avov, Machtziso, to tell us the second halacha, that he should not be able to bring Chatzi Yisorin Shel Rishoin, even though this Chatzi Yisorin has a kiyum of Machtziso, but there's halacha that he himself has to bring a new korban Mibesoi, and the Mamele has to be a Yisorin Sholim. This Rashi explains in Devar Maschil Tameloi Ma'u Machtziso. The Mikdash Tovid in Simel Lamed Tzivkotim Beis, so too Shubar Beryl and Shuri Agri, they ask on the Gemara, we have to understand, what should be the Havamina that the new Kohen should be able to take the first Chatzi Yisorin, which the first Kohen who died left over? L'chayr, the Akrova is a Akrova, which is a Chai, he himself is Chayiv. The second Kohen now is a Chivas Hagavra, he himself has got a Korban, Chivas Chavitin. So how could he be Yotze with a Korban, which the first Kohen was Mafrish, and was Makadish for his own Chivas Gavra? How can it be possible to say that we need a Drosha, and there's a Havamin over here that the second Kohen should be able to take over the Chavitin from the first Kohen? The Chavir has to bring his own Korban. How can he be Yotze with the Korban of Chavir, with the Korban of his first Kohen? And the Mikdash Tovid says even more. It's mashma in the Gemara, the only reason why the Kohen, the second Kohen Sheni, cannot take over the first Kohen is only because there was already a Krova in the morning from this Yisorin, which was done by the first Kohen. Therefore, the second half cannot be done by the Kohen Sheni. This is learnt out of the Pasuk, Machtziso. Says the Mikdash Tovid, L'chiris Mashman in Gemara, that the halacha will be, if the Kohen, the first Kohen, was Mekadesh and was Mafish, two Yisroinois, and then he died before he had even a chance to be makriv chatzi yisroin in the morning. This case, we do not have any miut telling us that the second kohen cannot take over at all this whole yisroin shalim which the first kohen left. The only reason why you cannot take it over is only if there's already a krov in the morning of a chatzi and he's only left over with a half in the afternoon. Therefore, he has to bring a new yisroin shalim. But says the Mikdash David, if the first kohen hasn't at all been makriv and he's left over yisroin shalim, in this case, Bemis is mashman in Gemara, the second kohen can now take the same yisroin from the first kohen and be makriv, and this should be yotze his chivas gavre. So l'chayu, you have to understand how does this work. L'chayu, he has his own chiyuv of chavitin. How can he be yotze with the korban of the first kohen? Says the Mikdash David, and we'll discuss Mitzvah Shem later on in the sugis of chavitin, this yisoid, and there could be different gedorim to the geder of the korban chavitin. But the Mikdash David explains that even though we say later on in the Gemara, we quoted Nun Aleph Amid Aleph, that the korban chavitin is called a korban yochid, this is a private, personal korban of the kohen gadol, which has to bring every single day. But the choiva is a choivas tzibur, it's a choivas hayoim, just like the din tmidim have to be brought a korban tomid every single day. So too, there's a din that there has to be a hakrova in the Beis HaMikdosh of the korban of a minchas chavitin every single day. So even though the actual korban itself is a korban yochid, but the choiva is a choivas tzibur, and it's a choivas hayoim. And therefore, says the Mikdash Tovid, this alone is enough of a svara to say that the second kohen can go and take over the same soilets and the same korban which the first kohen left over, because the choiva, he's been makriv for the same choiva, the first person and the second one. They both have the same chiyuv. The chiyuv is that there should be a krova of chavitin every single day, and this we'll learn in Mitzvah Hashem later on in Nun Aleph Amid Beis. We find in the Mishnah that in a case where there was no appointment of a second kohen, and there's no kohen gadol, there's still a halacha that there has to be a krov of chavitin. The Gemara discusses who's going to bring the chavitin, the Mishal Tzibur, Mishal Yoshim, like we'll see later on in Nun Aleph Amid Beis. And the machlokes over there between Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon. But Al-Koponim, the idea, the reason is because the chayva, it's mutal on a tzibur, that it should be a krov of chavitin every day. And this is the svaris of the Mikdash Tovid, why the second kohen can take over the same soilus of the first kohen, since it's all being brought for the same chiyuv. And even though the korban, actual korban, is a korban yochid, but the chiyuv and the chivas korban is a chivas korban tzibur. And this is the reason why the korban sheni, if not for the gemara, the posuk by us, of umach tzisa, then the second kohen will be able to take over the first chatzi soren, which the first kohen left over. And the Mikdash Tovid says, Lemaisa, he can take it over if there was no akrovas shachis from the first kohen. This is the chiddush of the Mikdash Tovid in the geder of the korban of Michas Chavitin. The Ikar Yisoid we find also in the Keren Uriah, in Huriyas Vav Amid Aleph. He says similarly, like this Taina, that the korban is a korban yochid, but the chuyva is mutal of Netzibu. And we'll discuss this with Hashem later on. These gedorim of the korban of Michas Chavitin, this is how the Mikdash Tovid explains over here our Gemara. Moving further on into the Gemara says, Toni Tane Kami Dev Nachman, Mechze Rishoyne Mechze Sheni, Toba Tzuroson, Yitzule Bezas Refe. And this the Gemara discusses, why does it have to be Toba Tzuroson in order that it should be burnt? L'chayr, the Afrosha of the second half, says the Gemara, Lomli Ebe Tzure, Meikor Leibut Kaasi. And the Gemara explains, that Rashi says, Hafila Temer Abonon, we could say that Bemis is going even like Abonon, but because he boy high makriv, he boy high makriv, michsi chazi, therefore we have to wait for Ibu Tzura in order that it should be burnt. Now Bemis, the Ika Alocha of the Mishnah, that is Alocha of Mechze Ovad, Toysvus already in Deva Maschilu Mechze Ovad asks from our Gemara on Shittas Rebbe Lozo earlier in Daf Ches Amid Aleph. Reb Lozo argues on Reb Yochanan, we mentioned earlier in Daf Nun, and Reb Lozo's shita is that you're allowed to go and be Mekadish, even a Chatzi Yisorin. We don't have to be Mekadish, the Kedushas HaGuf of the Holy Yisorin in the morning. You can Mekadish only Chatzi in the morning, and the rest can still be a Kedushas Domim, and only an afternoon before that Krova will be Mekadish the second half. Mitoich Shekrivo LaChatzoin, Kedush LaChatzoin. This is Shittas Reb Lozo. Asks Toysvis, L'choyer according to Reb Lozo, since only Chatzi Yisroin is a Kedushas HaGuf, and the other Chatzi, which he hasn't yet been makriv, is a Kedushas Domim, why does Mishnah and the Braisa say there's a loch of Ovad, L'chayah, we should be able to be poida the Kedushas Domim, which is on the Minchas Chavitin in the other half, since it didn't yet become Kodesh with the Klishois. Why does the halacha of Mechtze Ovad, l'chayah, we should be poida bedomim, like every single Kedushas Domim? Now, Be'emes Tosfos is not Ma'ir at all, but this Shaila is a Mefurish Akasha read in Yerushalmi in Shkolim. The Yerushalmi in Shkolim, Perik Zayin, Halacha Gimel, asks this question. Over there, it's Shitas Abirchnam. The Gemara asks that if, according to the man, the Oma, who holds a Kedusha Lachatzoin, why could we not be Poida? We should be able to do a Pidyon like every Kedushas Domim. And over there, the Yerushalmi says a Chidush, that even after the Pidyon, but the money which are going to be Poida, is going to also have to go to Yama Melach. The Yerushalmi over there explains it has a Halacha of a Moisar, which is a Halacha to go to the Yama Melach. A Chidush in Yerushalmi in our Gemara, even according to Rebbe Elazar, there's a din of Ovad. Lemaisa, this is all good in the Mishnah and in the Braisa, but in this Braisa which we mentioned now in Rav Nachman, Toni Tane Kami de Rav Nachman, that the Mechtze Sheini to Uba to Yoson, the Yetzu Lebeis HaSreifa, this Braisa is definitely not going like Shittas Rebbe Elazar. Because according to Rebbe Elazar, there's no Seiles which is Kodosh, only the money has to go to Yam HaMelech. So L'chayah, the Braisa is Mefurish, not like Rebbe Elazar, and Be'emes Yishalmi over there in Shkolim says, this kasha, he asks this kasha on Eblozo, that l'chayah from this braisa is muchach, not like Shittas Eblozo. And Tosfos, even though he asked before, but he doesn't ask from our braisa, which is b'emes a kasha from the Yishalmi and Shkolim. Another point from this Gemara is b'emes negea to a very yesodist digger, chidush digger, shita of the Rambam in the din of machtziso ba'boiker or machtziso ba'er by the Minchas Chavitin. We know, like the Bereshit says, and the Mishnah's Mavua, that the Chaviti Kohen Gadol had two akrovas, Chatzi Yisorin Baboike, Chatzi Yisorin Ba'erev, explains the Ravid in Maitzah HaKorbono, his Peikud Gimel Aloche Dalet, in his Asogis, and so too, we find this Shitta by us in Rashi, Rashi in many places, later on in Menoches, is Mavua that the Machtziso, which we do, is that we take the Yisorin in the morning, either with Mekadish the whole Yisorin, or only half the Yisorin, and then we split the Yisorin into two. There's a Chatzi Yisorin, which is made by Boiker. Says the Raivet that we make from this Chatzi Yisorin, Vov Chalois. We make six Chalois in the morning, or we makriv six in the morning. So too, we take the Chatzi Yisorin in the afternoon of Mibena Abayim, and we make another six, and together we have a Halacha of Yud Beis Chalois, which is Mavur later on. This is the Shia of Chavitin of Yud Beis Chalois. Says the Rambam, in Vrei Maitha HaKorbonus, Avoyim Mechudish Tige Pshati Machatziso, not like the Ravid and not like the other Yishonim. Says the Rambam, Be'emes, this is not the way it used to work. The way we used to be Makriv the Chavitin in the morning was we took the Holy Sorin and we made the Kohen Gadol, Oisei Chavitin of the Lishko, they used to take the Holy Sorin and make Yud Beis Chalois, they merely made 12 Chalois in the morning. And they used to afterwards, after you have already baked 12 chalois, they used to split these chalois into two and be makriv half of the yud beis baboiker and half of the yud beis boerev. And the Rambam explains that this is a chil chaluka beyad. He divides the chalois with his hands, and this is the akrova of machatziso, not through the soiles, but through the chalois. He split the etzem chalois in between, and you have a kiyum of yud beis chalois. Bein in the akrova of the morning and bein in the akrova of the afternoon, all of them are yud beis, but we have half of the yud beis in the morning and half of the yud beis in the afternoon. This is the shit of the Rambam, how the machatziso was done. And Be'emes, the Ravid asks on the Rambam that where did the Rambam take such a din from that we have to go and bake all the yud beis chalos ready in the morning and we have to split up the chalos? Says the Ravid, the machatziso which is taking place is on the soiles and we make only six chalos in the morning and only six chalis in the afternoon, and there's no splitting of the etzim chalis itself. The Kasher Mishnah explains that the Makoy of the Rambam is from the Gemara later on, in Pezayin Amud Beis, that there is a chaluka taking place on the chalis itself, and the Kainur already says that this is Mavur in the Rambam over there in Pesha Mishnais on the Mishnah, Pezayin Amud Beis, that this was his Makoy to tell us that there was a chaluka of the chalis itself. The Emes of Mishnah Melech asks on the Rambam over there in Maisa HaKorbonos, besides the Ravid's kasha, that where's the Makoyah of the Rambam? But since already the Dim Machatziso, we know from the Gemara later on, and the Rambam Pasch is like this, that there's a din that we have to split the Soiles also into two. Chuitzeyu b'chatzi Yisorin shal Kodesh, like Rashi explains soon, that the Chatzi Yisorin in the Beis HaMikdosh was a Kli Kodesh, and he used to use this Kli to go and to divide the Yisorin in the morning of the Soiles itself. Asks the Mishnah HaMelech, what is the purpose of spitting up the Soiles if later on we're going to be making Yudbeit, going to make all the Yudbeit Chalitz ready in the morning, and L'choya, the Kiyum of Machatziso is taking place when we divide it on the Chalitz, L'choya, then is the Kiyum of Machatziso. So what is the purpose of making two times we have this division of the Soiling, which we're going to divide the Soiles ready in the morning of the Soiles, and later on make another Machatziso of the Chalitz, of the Yudbeit Chalitz, to have a Akrova according to the Shitta of the Rambam. And the Mishal Melech explained his Marich on this Shitta Mechudeshes of the Rambam, that the Machatziso is a Yudbeit Chalitz baked, and we split up the Yudbeit Chalitz, half of them in the morning, and the half of each Chalitz is split into two, and even though Be'emes is not a... it's not possible to go and have exact division of the Chalitz, since he's doing this by hand, the Mishal Melech says, this is the Halacha Machatziso, which the Rambam takes from the Gemara later on in Pesach Amud Beis. Al Kaponim, we have learned to Mechudish Diga Machloikes, what exactly takes place by the Machatziso, if this is done already in the morning, by the Chutzehu, we divide the Soiles, the flour we divide, or we only divide later on by the Chalois, we bake 12 Chalois, and each Chalois split into two by his hand. Rabbi Beryl in Shuria agreed, he asks on the Rambam from Al Gemara, L'chaya, our Gemara is a clear steer to the Shitta of the Rambam. Because the Gemara says that the Mechtzo Sheni, which the second Kohen, or the first Kohen, when he becomes Tomei, he's going to be Mafrish. L'chaya says the Gemara, the Mechtzo Sheni, is automatically Hafrosha Le'ibud. Because Me'ikoya says the Gemara, Le'ibud Ka'asi. Straight away when he's Mafrish, or Mekadesh, or Isorin Sholem, he knows L'chatchila, the only half of it is going to be Koriv, and the other half is going to go Le'ibud. Memela, this should be enough, that it should be burned straight away, and the Gemara says a Svarer, that since each half was able to be used, this is enough to have to be Mechayiv, that we have to wait of Ibud Tzura. Asks Rebbe Beryl, L'chaya according to the Rambam, there's no Afrosha Le'ibud, because we have to L'chatchila use the Holy Sorin in order to bake the Yud Beis Chalois. Memela, even though practically he's only going to be using half of the Sorin, because he's only going to be splitting the chalois, each chalois, and he's only going to be makriv, only half of the Yudbeis chalois. But Al Koponim, since Lemaisa, the Yisorin itself has to be baked in order to be Mekai in the Aloch of the Yudbeis chalois, and this takes place in the morning already. So L'chari, how can the Gemara say that this was Afrosh al-Ibud? This shouldn't be called Afrosh al-Chatchil al-Ibud if it's going to be used, the whole Yisorin. So L'chari asks the Beryl, he doesn't understand how the Rambam is going to learn our Gemara, the Shaklivatayu of the Gemara by us. L'chari, according to the Rambam, it's very hard to understand. This is another kasha which the Beryl asks on the Shitta Mechudeshes of this Rambam, that the Mechtziso is on the Yud Beis Chalois. Moving further on to the Gemara, the end of the Omid, the Gemara brings down a Machloikes in the Seder of the Asiyah of the making of the Chavitin. The Halacha is, the Gemara says that the Chavitin have to have a Afiyah, they have to be baked, and also there's Halacha of Metagno, there's also Halacha of Tigun, that they have to also be fried in Shemen, Al Machvas Bashemen Teyose. The Gemara has a Machloikes, which way around was the Oifah, the Achakach Metagno, or Metagno, the Achakach Oifah. And the Machloikes is the Pshat in the Pasuk of Tufine, and the Gemara says this is Halacha of Tefeno Noe, that has to be nice, Bishas Afiyah, and therefore it cannot be a tigun which is already blackened by the shemen. All the halacha is tufine mi tufeno no. This is the like the pshatim of Rashi, how he explains our Gemara. Yabiski Rav asks the kasha, interesting question over here. According to the Mandaoma, who holds that you have to first do the tigun in the shemen, you have to be fried, and later on you're going to be baking in the tanur. L'chaya the Gemara says in Pesachim Lamed Zainum at base, that Rabbi Yehuda's shita is that the matzah is only called lechem only if it's ofui meikore, only if it was first baked. But if there was any other procedure to get him cooked, it was a bishul, or there was a tigun, and only later on he was baked, then it's not enough to give the bread a toyas lechem. He's not called a lechem only if it's ofui meikore, only if there was a afiyah straight away. From the beginning, he was baked in the oven. This is what gives him a toyas lechem. Asks the Biskirov, if so, we have to understand the Mandaoma holds that they were metagin. They first fried the chavitin, and only later on they baked it. The chayyah, this is missing in the Shem Lechem according to Rabbi Yehuda. And to say that the machlokes gufa in the Gemara depends on that shit of Rabbi Yehuda over there in Pesachim, lamed zayin umed beis, the chayyah is shveh. The chayyah, both of these mandomim can work with shit as Rabbi Yehuda. Says Rabbi Skirov, the chayyah is muchach from over here, that even though we see according to Rabbi Yehuda, these chavitin will not have a toyas lechem, because lemaisa they weren't baked from the beginning, their beginning they were fried. Afal Pikain says the Gemara, this is enough for the Chavitin, because there's no halacha of a lechem in the Chavitin. It doesn't say anywhere in the Pasuk that the Chavitin have to have a Toyas lechem, and therefore the Chavitin, they can be fried first and afterwards being baked, even though the Behemoths do not have a Toyas lechem at all, because there's no din lechem by the Chavitin. Says the Biskriyov that Behemoths is even more than this, because the Gemara later on in Pesachim, Mem Aleph Omed Aleph, discusses the shit of Ebyoisi, of matzo ashiro, the matzo has to be baked and shouldn't be cooked because then it has aloche of matzo ashiro. Says the Gemara by shit of Ebyoisi that even if one would take matzo and bake the matzo like regular matzo, and later on he would go and cook the matzo in mayim, he's going to take some mayim and cook the matzo, and even it won't become chometz. Says the Gemara, since afterwards he was mevashel the matzo, then this is mevatel, the original afir, and the original baking we ignore, and it loses its shem lechem oini, and it turns into a matzo ashiro. Tosfos over there explains that the reason is because Rabbi Yossi holds that since afterwards there's a bishul, this is mevatel, the original afir, and we look at the matzo keilu meoilom loinefe, keilu meoilom, from the beginning it was never baked, and we look at the matzah, only the end result, since at the end, it's a bishul, we look at it, that the afir is totally gone, it doesn't have any afir at all. Mamela asks the biskriyov, l'chayyah over here, by the chavitin, even if we're going to say that there's no din lechem, but l'chayyah it's mefurish in the pasuk, that it has to be baked, and if, according to the mandoma, or the oifer, v'achakach metagno, he's going to do a tigun later on, he's going to fry it, then the second afterwards, he's going to fry it, and according to Rabbi Yossi, he's mevatel the original afir. This automatically destroys the Shem Ofui, and now the Lechem, these Chavitin, are not recognized as being at all baked from the beginning, and we look at them like only they're fried. So Lechoya, how's this a kium of the Tufi, of the Pasuk, which tells us that the Lechem, the Chavitin, they have to have a fear. Lechoya, since we're going to be metagging afterwards the Chavitin, this is going to go automatically and be mevatel the Shem Afir, according to Rabbi Yossi. Says it Biskriyov, is Muchach now Gemara, that besides what we said, there's no din lechem by chavitin, but so too, there's no halacha that the chavitin should be baked. There should be no shame ofui. We do not need that the chavitin should have a toyas ofui, that they should be called baked. The only halacha of afir is a din in a maisa afir. We have to have a maisa afir being done in these chavitin, even though later on he's going to do a maisa, which is going to be with disregard, that's going to be mevatel the original afir, but there's no din that the end result we should be able to see on these chavitin, that the chavitin are baked, and a pi aloche, we should say that these chavitin have aloche of ofui. There's no such din. The din is only a maisa afir. Not just we don't need the toyas lechem, but we don't even need that the chavitin should be recognized halachically that they have been baked. And the mele, even later on when he goes and does a tigun, which according to Rabbi Yossi is mevatel api aloche, alachically look at these chavitin now that they're not being baked at all. There's no such taina, because the din of tufine, which the pasuk tells us, is only aloche of a maisa afir, and since originally it did have a maisa afir, even though now halachically of not recognized as being baked, this does not matter, because the maisa, the ikedin, is that I had originally a maisa afir. This is what the Biskriyov takes out from our Gemara, two chidushim, that we do not need to have a toyas lechem, and we do not even need to have an end result of being baked. As long as a maisa afir was done b'shaitoi, this is enough for the chavitin. Mamela asks the Biskriyov on the Rambam, in Maisa HaKorbonis Peik Tes Haloch Yud Gimel, we find that the Rambam says that this halocha and this discussion which we see over here in our Gemara, b'negea the chavitin, the Rambam brings down the same shaila, b'negea the lachmi toido, the lechem which we bring together with the korban toido, and the Rambam paskens also by the lechem toido, like the mandoma of oife v'achakach metagno. The Rambam holds that this gemara over here is not just a discussion by chavitin, but it's also a shaila by lechem toido. Asks Biskriyov, L'chayah kunt, where we explained that this Gemara only works by the chavitin because it's not a teriyas lechem and it's not even a din that has to be ofui. L'chayah by the lachmi toidot says mefurish in a pasuk that needs to be lechem. Memeila l'chayah, there's no way we're going to be able to do a tigun and then later on an afir. And so too, to do an afir and later on a tigun, l'chayah this is mevatel the teriyas ofui according to Rabbi Yosi. Memeila l'chayah to say that this machlokes which we have in our Gemara applies to lachmi toidot also is very shver. And Be'emes Biskrov asks that we have to understand Bichlal, where is the Mekoyah of the Rambam to tell us that the discussion in our Gemara is applies also to Lachmi Toido. The Chayyah of the Gemara is Mefurish, that the reason why they argue is because it says the word Tufine, which is only mentioned by the Chavitin, which we don't find this word mentioned at all by the Lachmi Toido. We have to know where the Mekoyah of the Rambam is to tell us that this discussion is also by Lachmi Toido. And the Biskrov discusses, maybe this is because of the word Mubeches, which we find by both Korbonos. Al-Koponim, this is what the Biskrov takes out from our Gemara, Legaba the Chavitin, and the Chir, this is Shvei on the Rambam, who says that the same Alochis, the Zafir, and the Zetigun, this applies to Lachmi Toido also, the Chir, this is Shvei, because then, it's not going to have a Toyas Lechem, or a Toyas Ofui. Moving further on into the Gemara, and the Tosfos' discussion later on in Nun Aleph Omed Aleph, that the Gemara is discussing the Mishnah, which says that Chavitei Kohen Gadol Lishoson Varichoson Vafiyoson Bifnim V'doiches Es HaShabos. Rashi explains that this is discussing Dafke Chavitin, because the Be'emes, the Madoma of the Mishnah, holds that Midas Yoveish Loinis Kadsho, and therefore other Menochis do not have to be done Bifnim, because the Klishoris of the Midas Yoveish was not Mekadish the Soiles, but only by the Chavitin, which has a Chatzi Sorin, explains Rashi, that this Kli Al Kaponim was Kodesh, and therefore the Lisha and Aricha and Afir had to be done inside. And the Shittim Mekubet says over here in the Islamid, he learns that it's discussing all Menochis, Lavdatke the Chaviti Kohen Gadol. Al Kaponim, it says over here in the Mishnah, that the Chaviti Kohen Gadol, Lodoiche Shabbos, asks the Gemara Mino Animili, and the Gemara says four reasons, Rav Huna, Tvei Rabbi Shmuel, Abaya and Rove. What is the Mekor that's Doiche Shabbos? Tosfos in Devar Maschil, Ofilo Me'esmoil, asks on Rover's Raya, that Rover says from the fact that it says in the Pasuk, Al Machvas, Melami Shetuno Kli, says Rover that since the Machvas is a Kli Shores, therefore, if you're gonna bake it already on Friday, if Slebelina, because it become already Kedusha Saguf, Memela, this is Mechayev, this tells us that the Kedusha Haguf has to be Chaluni on Shabbos, and therefore, Bal Kochach, we're going to have to bake it also on Shabbos. Tosfos asks on Rover, that L'chaya, the same Svara of Rover, we can use also by the Shtei Alechem. And the Shtei Alechem we find later on in the Gemara needs to have a Mekor to tell us that it's Doiche Shabbos from the Pasuk of Moyadei Hashem. Asks Tosfos, L'chaya, since the Shtei Alechem have to be baked, and L'aloch is Atanu Mekadesh, Memela, anyway, it's already a Klishoris, and if they're going to be baked already on Friday, then it'll become possible Lina. What is the point? Why is this necessary later on in the Gemara to have another Mekor to teach us that the Shtei Alechem is Doiche Shabbos? Now, Be'emes, the Ike Kasha of Tosfos, Rebbe Kveigi over here says that this is Mamish Apella. He blives in the end, Ba'ashem Yoye Einai. We have to understand, Bichlal, what is Tosfos Kasha? Because if we look at the Ike Gemara over here, which is discussing the Chavitin, that the Doiche Shabbos, Be'emes, the discussion in our Gemara is not benegea the ikah krovas hachavitin. The Gemara is not discussing where is the Mekor when the Gemara asks and Emili, how do we know that the krovas chavitin is not Doiche Shabbos? Because the ikah krova, Tosfos explains the Devar Maschil Ofilo later on in Tosfos, that we have, everyone agrees to this halacha that we learn out either from Tan Dvei Bishmoel or from Abayez Mekor, that we know that the krova of the chavitin, the Etzem Maisa Akrova and Aktorah is Doiche Shabbos. The discussion and the Shaila in our Gemara is how do we know that even the baking and the frying of the Chavitin is ready Doiche Shabbos? Maybe this should be done already on Friday, and only the Aktorah on the Mizbeach should be done on Shabbos. And on this we have Mekoyos in our Gemara teaching us that Bal Kolchoch, the Etzem baking has to be done also on Shabbos, and even though it's only a Hechsha Mitzvah, but Bal Kolchoch, we have to do it on Shabbos. Says Rebbe Kveiga, if so, we have to be able to understand Tosfos Kasha, The Tosfos asks, why do we need a Pasuk later on by the Shtei Alechem in Daf Ayin Beis to tell us that the Dricha Shabbos from the Pasuk of Moyadei Hashem? Why is it not enough for telling us the Halacha of Tanu Mekadish? Asks him a Kveige, this is Mamash Apele, because if not for the Pasuk of Moyadei Hashem, we would not know at all that the whole Akrova of Shtei Alechem is Dricha Shabbos. And the Akrova with the Maisa, with the Kivsei Atzeres, the whole Makor to teach us that the Akrovas Shtei Alechem is Dricha Shabbos is from this Pasuk of Moyadei Hashem. Memela, from the mere fact that we know that if we're going to be baking Shtei Alechem on Friday, it'll become possible Belina, will not be enough to teach us that there has to be a Akrova on Shabbos. Maybe in the Chanami there'll be no Akrova if it's on Shabbos. Memela, the first Aleph base is that we have to know and establish the fact that the Shtei Alechem or Akrova of the Shtei Alechem is Doicha Shabbos. Then we can have a Nidin to know if the baking and the Hechsha of the Shtei Alechem should be done on Shabbos also, or should only be done on Friday. But to tell us that the whole Makor for the Ika Akrova should tell us from this din that if Ofi Lomi Esmoil is going to come possible Belina, L'chidis Imam Shapela, because who told us at all that the Akrova is Doicha Shabbos? The first thing is we have to establish the din that the Akrova is Doicha Shabbos, and afterwards we can tell the teachers that Hu Adin, the Afia, also has to be done on Shabbos because it's going to become possible Belina. Mamela Lechir asks the Bekvega and the Karin Eure and the Biskirov, they all ask on Tosfos that of course we need the Pasuk of Moyadei Hashem by Shtei Alechem, which this is the Makori that Bechlal is a Krova of Shtei Alechem on Shabbos, and now we can tell us that Hu Adin, the baking of the Shtei Alechem, can be done on Erev Shabbos, can be done on Shabbos, since it's done on Friday, it's going to become possible Belina. This is a kasha, a peledige kasha, which Bekvega and the Ula Achrinim ask on our Tosfos. We have to understand, and Bekvega blibes by Hashem Yore Einai to understand the kasha of Tosfos. Al Koponim, we said that the Gemara, the discussion of Minoan Imili, is discussing the baking of the Shteal, of the Chavitin, and is not referring to the Etzem Akrova, which this we have Makarius for, like Tosfos says, either from Abayis Din or from Tanu Devei Bishmol. Lechoyer, Be'emes in the Gemara itself, this is also very hard to understand. And this the Biskirov asks on the Gemara. L'chari, the Gemara asks Mino Animili. And we said that Mino Animili means, how do we know that the baking of the Chavitin is Doicha Shabbos? And the Gemara gives four reasons. So Bishlim, the Svara of Rev Huna, that is very Geshmaka Svara. He says that if you're going to bake it earlier, it's going to be stale on Shabbos in Shefala. And Mamela, this tells us that it has to be done on Shabbos in order to have a Kiyum of Tufeno Noe. So too, the Halacha of Rava. This also teaches us the Halacha Legabe the Afia, that the baking has to be done on Shabbos, because otherwise it becomes possible Belina. The Drosha of Tonut Ve'Bishmoel, who says we learn out of the Pasuk Te'oseh Ve'Afile B'Shabbos, one can say that this is not just a din, Benegea, the Akrova itself, which Tosfos says this is the Makori telling us that the Akrova is Dicha Shabbos, but it's also Halacha, since it says Te'oseh, for all the asiyas, all the preparation also can be done on Shabbos. But l'chayy, the drasha of Abaye, the Abaye says we learn this out from Minchas Tmidim, l'chayy, where is the Makor to tell us that the baking of the Chavitin is also Doicha Shabbos? L'chayy, this is only enough to teach us that the Hakrova and the Haktora of the Chavitin is Doicha Shabbos. And l'chayy, the Ika discussion of the Minoan Emili is discussing the asiya and the preparation of the Chavitin, that this is Doicha Shabbos. Memeila l'chir, the words of Abaye, that Abaye tells us a Makor from Minchas Chavit, Minchas Tmidim, l'chir, this is Shverk, where do we see in Abaye a Svara to tell us that also the baking should be Doicha Shabbos? This is a Kashu which Biskirov asks on the Gemara, and the Kainur Abem is in the middle, he says, he points out that l'chir, we have to say that even though the Gemara is Minoan Emili is discussing the baking of the Chavitin, but Abaye gives a Svara also for the Aktora, the Etzem Aktora to be done on Shabbos, and this is also included in the Minoan Emili, and Be'emes is not an extra Svara, Benegea, the baking, and for this, Abaye also has to rely on other Svaras for the Gemara of Rev Huna and Rava. One more point in this Gemara, very interesting, Mahalach, the Biskirov says, to be Mazbe, the Gemara over here, that the Rambam, in Hilchas Tumidim Umusof, in Pei Gimel Aloch Yud Ches, he brings down this din, that the Chavitin we bake on Shabbos, and the Rambam tells us two reasons. First of all, if we're going to bake the Chavitin on Friday, in Shefala, they're going to become stale, and this is the problem of Tofeno Noe, which is the Svar of Rav Huna. And so too, says the Rambam, that the din Machvas is a Klishoris, And this is the problem of Lina, which is the Svara of Rava. And asks Bisgur of Lechir, why does the Rambam have to tell us two reasons, the Svara of Evhuna and the Svara of Rava? Explains Bisgur of a very geschmack of Cheshbon, that it could be the Rambam holds that both reasons of Emes necessary. Because since the Rambam paskins like the Mandaoma, Uife, Ve'achakach Metagno, first he has to do the baking, and later he does the Tigun, then Be'emes, if we just look at the Svara of the Gemara, of Rava, that Rava tells us, that Al Machavas Melamish et Uno Kli, the Machavas is a Klishoris and is going to become possible Belina during the Tigun, this is only a Svara to tell us that the Tigun, the frying has to be done on Shabbos, because if it's done on Friday, it's going to become possible Belina. But how do we know that the baking, which according to the Rambam takes place before the Tigun, L'chayu, the baking in the Tanu can already be done on Erev Shabbos? And this is not yet a klishoris if we hold Tanu Einu Mekadesh. And therefore, how do we know that the afia, the baking, is also Deicha Shabbos? So for this, the Rambam tells us the Svara of Evhuna that if we'll bake the Chalais, the Chavitin, on Erev Shabbos, they'll become stale in Shifala, and it's a problem of Noah, and therefore we have to do the afia on Shabbos itself. Says Abiskirov, so too, if the Rambam will only tell us the Svara of Evhuna, this also won't be enough. Because Enechanami, there's a din that the afi has to be noe, the afi has to be nice. But Be'emes, since the Rambam paskins, oife ve'achakach mitagein, it comes out that later on when he does a tigun, always the tigun itself is going to blacken the chavitin, and now the chavitin are not noe anymore. They're not nice, because they already became blackened, like Rashi explains. So Baal Kolchoch says the Biskayov, the din noe, which we find by the afia, this is not a din that has to remain noe the whole time. That has to remain nice. Because afterwards, by the tigun, is going to lose this shame noe. The din of noe is only during the afia that it should stay noe until the tigun. But once we do the tigun, now there's no aloch of noe anymore. Memela, if the svara of Evhuna, this is still not enough. Because Enechanami, he can't do the afia only, because then there's a problem of noe, it has to stay nice up till the tigun. But why couldn't he do the afia, the baking Erev Shabbos, and do also the tigun on Erev Shabbos? Then there's no aloha anymore of noe. There was a noe, there was already a kium of noe until the tigun. And this is the whole aloha of noe, only until the tigun. And since it was nice until the tigun, there's a kium of tufeno noe. Memela, if the aloha of Evhuna, beside the svara of Evhuna himself, the aloha wouldn't have been enough to tell us that the din of the afia and the tigun is deicha Shabbos, because one would say that he has to do the afia and the tigun before Shabbos. So on that we have the svara of Rava to tell us that the tigun itself is definitely deicha Shabbos, because otherwise it would become possible lina. But as we said, the tigun itself is not enough. We have to have a svara in the afia, and this is the reason, so the biskirova gishmaka ma'alach, why the Rambam said it's necessary to have these two reasons together, and Be'emes Rav Huna and Rava are working together to go mimaz with the svara, why the afia and the tigun are deicha Shabbos. But lemaisa la'alocha, the biskirova points out, that lechoya the Rambam himself paskins tanu mekadesh, even though we see the Karinur in a few places takes on that the Rambam's shita is a tanu einu mekadesh, but the biskirova says the pashtas, the noisekeinim, take on the Rambam holds that Tanu is Mekadesh, and L'chayyari Bazei, if so, we have already a klishoris already by the Afia itself, even before Rava's klishoris of the Machavas, by the Tigun. And therefore L'chayyari, the Rambam, didn't have to tell us any svaras why we have to bake, and why we have to fry the Chavitin on Shabbos. L'chayyari, they already become possible by the baking, through the din of Tanu Mekadesh, and if not, become possible Lina, and Baal Kolchoch, the Gemara by us, who uses the svara of the Machvas, is going like Madoma Tanuena Mekadesh. So too the Biskirov says, according to the Rambam Paskins, that the Blila was soiles boilalon, we already did the mixing when it was soiles and not when it was chalois. Then Lechir also, there's already a klishoris earlier in the Bisa, when you do the Bila, like the Gemara says earlier in the first Perek of Menachos. Mamela Lechir, according to the Rambam, we already have many klishoris earlier in the process of the Chavitin, and we don't have to come on to the Machavas to teach us this halacha that's going to become possible Belina, and our Gemara is going like Rashi says, Midas Yovis Loin Niskacho, and the only Klishoris is only what Rava says, the Kli Machavas. Memela, we have to understand Bemis that the Rambam found it necessary to teach us this halacha of Lina only because of the Machavas L'chiria should become possible lina because it had many other klishois before, even before the machvas. The tanu, so to midas yovish, so to the bila, was in a bisa, was in a klishois, and became already kodosh, the soiles and the shemen. Memeil l'chiria, anyway, we should not be able to go and bake and fry the chavitim before Shabbos because it will become possible lina according to the Rambam la'aloche. This is what the Biskirov points out, la'aloche in the shita of the Rambam. Moving now further on into the Gemara, the Mishnah later on in Nunale from its base, the Mishnah is discussing a case of Loi Minu Koyen Achet Tachtov, Mishal Mi Oiso Kriva, who used to bring the Kol Mechavitin, and we have a Machlekes, a Pshimen and a Biyuda, if he came Mishal Tzibu, Mishal Yoishim. And the Mishnah ends, Ushleima Oiso Kriva, even though normally by the Chavitin was only a Chatzi Yisorin, over here the Akrova was Yisorin Sholem. Like Rashi says, he saw in Sholim Baboiker, and he saw in Sholim Beno Arbaim, like the Maskonis HaGemor later on in Daf Nun Beis. The Rosh Hashbam points out that even though Rashi says this, we do not find in the Bar Tanura or in the Rambam in the Pirish Mishnais who say this Nukuda that the saw in Sholim was Bein Baboiker, Bein in the afternoon of Beno Arbaim, which is the Maskonis HaGemor, that there's these two Israelis brought every day in a case where there was no other Kohen who was Nimne. On Tachas, the first Kohen. Bemes, the Loshon of the Mishnah, which tells us Ushleima Oiso Kriva, is a Hemshech of the Loshon of Reb Yehuda. Reb Yehuda tells us Mishal Yoishin, and it sounds like from the Mishnah, Ushleima Oiso Kriva is a continuation of Reb Yehuda's din that Mishal Yoishin, they used to bring Shleima, the Korban, Isor and Sholem. But the Loshon of Rashi in the Mishnah, Rashi says the reason why it was Isor and Sholem, Kol's man, she kriva, Michel Tzibu, which is Bemis, the shita of Reb Shimon, that the akrova was Michel Tzibu, and Afal Pikein, even so, as she says, this halocha of Shleimo Isa Kriva, is true even according to Reb Shimon, and that means that this din, the Mishnah, that says that there was a common Shleimo, it was no din of Machtiso, it's no Machlikas, and it's not a Hemshech of Reb Yehuda, but this is a Machlikas, it's not totally a Machlikas, and everyone agrees there was a din of Shleimo, Bein Reb Yehuda and Bein Reb Shimon. Now, Be'emes, the din in the Gemara, the Mekoy for this halacha, Reb Yehuda learns this out from the Pasuk of Oiso, Kulo, Veloichetzio. This is what the Gemara says. According to Reb Shimon, this will depend on the two pshatim of Rashi, on Reb Shimon's drosha of Kolil Tokto. Reb Shimon has a drosha, Kolil Tokto, Shethei Kulo back Torah. And Rashi says on this two pshatim, the first pshat of Rashi is that there was no Shirayim la'achila, it was Kolil Tokto like a Minchas Kohen. But the second pshat of Rashi is that even according to Reb Shimon, we have a drosha of Kolil Tokto telling us that it was Kulo, the whole Haktorah was Isorin, and there was no din of Machatziso, like the drosha of Reb Yehuda of Oiso, Sholem, Veloichetzio. Memeila, according to the second pshat of Rashi, it's Mefurish that this halacha of the Mishnah, that Shleimo Isa Kriva, is Bein Reb Yehuda and Bein Reb Shimon, each have a posuk to teach us this halacha. Baal Koponim, according to the first pshat of Rashi, we do not have any mefurish or mekoy, according to Reb Shimon, that we have this halacha of Sholem, that it should be a krov of Sholem, veloy chetzio. The Gemara continues on, and the Gemara asks, according to Reb Shimon, Hay Oiso, my Ovidele, what does he do with the Pasuk of Oiso? Now, Bishleim, according to the second Pshat of Rashi, that the Joshua of Kolil Tokto, according to Reb Shimon, is teaching us the same halacha of Sholem, veloy chetzio. Memela is very well understood, the Gemara's kasha, why does Reb Shimon need the Pasuk of Oiso? But according to the first pshat, that Rashi explains, Kolil Tokto is telling us a different halacha, L'chir, we should need the din of Oiso to teach us, Oiso Sholem V'loichetzio, if Reb Shimon also agrees to this din of Reb Yehuda. And Be'emes, the Shita Mekubetzes, and Ois Tesvov already asks this question on the Gemara, and he explains that it's mashma, the Gemara understood that the drosha of Oiso, according to Reb Shimon, is a hemshech of the Reisha, and therefore is not telling us the halacha of Sholem V'loichetzio, which is the same according to Reb Yehuda. So Al Koponim Lemaisa in the Gemara, according to the first pshat of Rashi, we do not have any Mefurish or Mekoy, according to Reb Shimon, to teach us this halacha, that the din is Shleimo Oiso Kriva. The Sefer over here, Miyuchas L'Rajbo, he says even though the Gemara doesn't have a drosha, but it's poshut, that Reb Shimon also agrees to this halacha, and the Mishnah of Shleimo Oiso Kriva, he has some Mekoy from somewhere else to teach us, and this din is not the Hemshech of Reb Yehuda, but it's Be'emes also of Mishitas Reb Shimon. But we do find the Negoin in his Sefer Nishkolim, in Perik Zayin, Halacha Gimel, so too in Ma'uris Hagro over here on the Mishnah, And the Taris HaKodesh also goes like this, and he explains that Be'emes, according to the first pshat of Rashi, Reb Shimon argues on Reb Yehuda, and the Hemshech HaMishnah of Shleimo Yisrael Kareva is only in Reb Yehuda, but Reb Shimon doesn't have any Makor, and according to Reb Shimon, the Yoshim also used to be a Krova of Machatzisa, and not a Krova of a Sholem. So the Meila, according to the Goyim, Be'emes will depend on the two pshatim of Rashi. What is the aloche by avor of the Yoshim if it's brought Sholem or it's only brought Machatziso, like every single time the Kohen Gadol brings his Chavitin. Now in the Iker Havor, this new avor which Yehuda says Al Kaponim Lekula Alma Ushleima Hoisa Kreva, that it used to be a Krova, and we explained there was Isorin in Baboiker and another Isorin Beino Abayim, says him in Chaschinuch in Mitzvah Kufla Medvov Oisei, that later on in the Gemara, we have a din in the Gemara Ein Vav Omed Aleph, we learn out from Gzeir Shover, from Lechem Aponim, that so too the Minchas Chavitin has to come Yud Beis Chalois, just like the Lechem Aponim have Yud Beis Chalois, so too Minchas Chavitin, every day the Kohen Gadol, like we said earlier, brings the Avo of Yud Beis Chalois. Says the Minchas Chinuch, since in our Sugya we do not find any difference, only in the amount where those Machtziso, Shleimo, but the other halachas, we don't see any difference. Memela, even the Yoshim, that they used to bring a korban baboike, Yisorin Sholoim baboike, and Yisorin Beino Abayim, also they had to go and bring the Yisorin Yud Beis Chalois. This din is applied to the korban of the Avor of the Yoshim also. But the Rogachovin, it's often as Paneach, on the Rambam, in the Chesmatin Saniyim, Perik Beis Halach Yud Aleph, he also says, L'chir, the halacha should be the Zegzeh Sakosuv, that we need Yud Beis Chalois by the Chavitin, but asks the Rogachover that the Chirir in Cheshbin is going to be Muchach, that there was no such din by the Chavitin of the Yerushim. Because the Gemara explains later that even though the din of Yisorin Sholem of Soiles, the Shir was Yisorin Sholem Beboike and Yisorin Sholem Beino Abayim, but this was only Benigea, the Soiles, the flour, how much flour they had to bring, but the Shemen, the amount of the Shemen stayed the same, and was loy huch pelo shamno, and the Shemen was also gimel lugin, just like every single day. Memela, it comes out that the amount of Shemen he used in the morning was a lugumechze, 1.5 in the morning, and 1.5 in the afternoon. Memela, lechriya, the lugumechze, says the Shirogachov, if we make the cheshbin, and we divide Yud Beis Chalois in the lugumechze, in every lugumechze, the amount of revius halug we have, are 6. In a lug, there's 4 revius, and the mechze is 2. Together, lug u'mechze is 6 revius halug. Memela will come out that in order to go and have every chalo, it's going to have the amount of shemen, it's going to be chatzi revius. Because we have 6 revius, and we want to make yud beis chalois. Memela, we're going to have chatzi revius in every chalo. Ask the Rogachover, in the Beis HaMikdosh, we never had any keli of a chatzi revius. The Gemara says later on in Pechesamet Beis, we had a kli of a revius for the kedusha of the shemen for the chavitin, but a chatzi revius, there was no such keli in the Beis HaMikdosh, which was kodush. And therefore, how can we ever go and make a chatzi revius for the shemen for the chavitin of the Yoshim if they only have a lugumechze? How can he bring Yud Beis Chalois? Memela says a Rogachov a chidush, l'chir, it's muchach from here, that there's another difference between the havor of the Yoshim than the avor of the father, the Kohen Gadol. By the Yerushim, there was no aloch of Yud Beis Chalois, and what they used to do, they used to take the holy sorin and the lugu mechze in the morning, and they used to bake a big chalo, one big chalo, and they used to be makriv this chalo in the morning, and so too in the afternoon, without the aloch at all of Yud Beis Chalois. This is the Rogachov at Haynes, l'chiriyah from the Cheshbin, of Revi'is Haluk. But by MS, we look at the Michas Chinuch himself asks this question, also like the Rogachov's Taina, that L'chir will come out that we need a Kli, a new kind of Keli, called a Chatzi Revis. And says the Michas Chinuch, because of this Taina, that since there is a Halacha of Yud Beis Chalois from Gzeis HaKosuv, one can say that they did bring Yud Beis Chalois, but the way it worked was they used to bring 6 of the Chalois in the morning, and 6 of the Chalois in the afternoon. Memela, all together, between the two Esreinois, they used to bake Yud Beis Chalois, but they didn't have Yud Beis in the morning and another 12 in the afternoon. They made Yud Beis Chalois, and they used to be makriv 6 in the morning and 6 in the afternoon. And Memela says, Michas Chinuch, this is very gishmak, that the 6 Esreinois, the 6 revius halug which we have from the Lugu Mechze was for every chalo, and the chalos in the morning were only 6. and they used to make a Isorin out of the six chalos, and so too six chalos out of the second Isorin using a logo mechza of Shemen, which needs the kli of Yuvias Halug, since they didn't have Yud Beis in the morning and another Yud Beis in the afternoon. Memela, these are the two mahalchim, how the akrovi used to be. The Minchas Chinuch says that there was a din of Yud Beis chalos, but there used to be six in the morning and six in the afternoon. And the Yogachov is Mechiach from here, that Bal Kochoch, there was no avor of a Yud Beis Chalois, and he used to bring one big chala in the morning and another chala in Beinu Arba'im.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Maariv Klaimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.